Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, I'd like to welcome to the show Luke Morris. Luke's twin brother, Jeremy, has cerebral palsy and is one of the athletes for a new sport called boccia. Now, boccia is actually a cross between petanque and bowling, and it's for people with cerebral palsy and the physically disabled. Welcome to the show, Luke.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Tell me, how long has this game been going?
It's been going since the mid-1980s. But in New Zealand, it's really only been here for 20 years.
Oh, okay. And now there's the Summer Paralympics in 2016. That's coming up. But the first hurdle to get the team there is actually the Asia and Oceania Championships in Sydney this year. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, what do they have to do to get there?
We just need to fundraise at the moment. So we've entered our team that closed last week. And now we're looking to just to get some extra funding to help our team prepare and basically travel across the ditch to compete against the best in our region.
Okay. Now, you have actually had some winners in the past, though, haven't you? You've had a team silver medal at the 2004 Athens Paralympic Games.
Yep.
And the team world title at the Rio World Champions in 2006. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, how many in a team?
We have... Well, boccia is a unique sport that offers both individual, pairs and teams events.
Okay.
In our team for Sydney, we have 8 players competing. So 4 of them in the BC1 and 2 grades, which make up a throwing team.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have 4 BC3 athletes, which will combine to make a BC3 pair. And all of those 8 athletes will compete individually as well.
Now, what about your twin brother, Jeremy? What's his team?
Jeremy's in the BC2 grade, so he'll join up with the other BC1 and 2s to make the throwing team.
Okay. So is that a team of 8?
That's a team of 4.
4, okay.
So there's 3 on a court at one time in the throwing team.
Yes.
Plus 1 reserve. And in the BC3 pairs, it's 2 on a court at one time plus reserve.
Okay. Now, for our listeners that have never seen a boccia game, is it played on AstroTurf?
No, it's played on a smooth indoor floor, something like a basketball court or a badminton court are usually pretty ideal.
Sure. And in terms of the ball, what is the ball made of?
Ball's made of leather and it's filled with usually pipe fill or something like a hacky sack filling.
Oh, okay.
It's basically a small version of a volleyball or a soccer ball, but it's a lot softer.
And is there a goal at either end?
No, you throw the ball into the court and you try and get your colour closer than the opposition. So it's usually red against blue.
Oh, okay. And so how do they score points?
The more balls you get closer than the opposition, the more points you score. So for every ball you get closer than your opposition's closer, you score 1 point.
Is it quite a physical sport?
It's a sport that uses strategy and accuracy as opposed to strength.
Sure.
So it's more like chess with balls.
And do they sort of roll them along the floor to get, you know, whatever gets closer?
Yeah, there's no right or wrong way of throwing them. You can kick them, you can use a ramp, you can throw them overarm, underarm. It's just whatever the players prefer to do.
And so how long have you been involved with boccia?
I've been involved with the sport for about 16 years.
Oh, wow.
That was about the time that Jeremy's been playing, so I've just become more and more involved over the years.
What's it been like for you in terms of, you know, as the director of boccia? Has it been, you know, hard work kind of, you know, getting it to where it is now, or what's that journey been like?
It's a very slow progress. The attitude out there in New Zealand in particular is this is a hobby rather than a sport, so really it's been a process of changing that attitude and that mindset to try and get people to understand that these people, although they're physically impaired, that this is a sport that they can compete at and go internationally as well. So it's really changing that mindset's been the big thing, and then getting clubs formed and teaching people the rules and just getting more people playing's been a real slow process.
Look, thanks for being on the show, Luke. That's Luke Morris, the director of Boccia New Zealand.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.